the brother of the man,
the
Rahul
big banker
Mahesh.
Chief involved in all this.
Yeah, well, he comes from J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, he's going to become the chief of staff, a man from J.P. Morgan Chase, and it's just these people give incest a bad name, don't they?
Well, absolutely. In fact, let me break down why we're finally seeing the race towards the exits on the dollar going. Well, we can talk about when we come back from break.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically you must understand. We actually found a letter from President Roosevelt to Colonel House written in 1933 when I went through Colonel House's papers back at Yale in 1980. And Roosevelt is writing to Colonel House, and he said, as both you and I know, why the financial elements of the major centers have owned the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. And I think it's absolutely true. Well, you go right ahead, Alex.
Okay, well, I know some stations don't carry it. Should I cover another issue until we come back? Then I can.
All right, fine. You cover another issue and then go right ahead. But we'll get back to it in about 3 minutes.
Sure. Well, no, it's just that everything that the insiders who were patriots, that blew the whistle on this global program 60 years ago, 50 years ago, yourself almost 50 years ago. I mean, now it's all been proven absolutely prescient. If it wasn't for the fact that you guys were just going out off the documents and off of history and off of this global corporate empire, this global corporate dictatorship that's so hard to beat, because it's not just one dictator, it's not just one political party or one system. It's a covert system of corporate payoffs and manipulation and shadow government control. That's basically what globalism is a group of technocrats getting together with the banking elites and the wealthy families of the planet and figuring out how to rule by stealth and really not just declaring war on a neighboring empire or in a neighboring country, but declaring war on the individual itself, declaring war on humanity to render us down to brainwashed, servile slaves. It is the ultimate wickedness. The globalists truly traffic in the souls of men and women. And that's why when you really start studying, you realize that no human could actually come up with this and keep the design together. There is a spiritual force, an entity driving the entire system. And the deeper you get into research, you know, even if you weren't a Christian, you would have to come away with that conclusion just by studying the globalists and what they're into and what their tastes are. These are people who are truly bloodthirsty and who hate beauty and everything good and seek to kill, steal, and destroy.
Well, you know, Alex, it's so hard for people actually to accept there could be something of this magnitude out there. But after studying this for almost 50 years, it's the only conclusion you can possibly come to. And I'm so glad that you're bringing this out.
Oh, the globalists will even destroy themselves at key points to serve Satan. I mean, right. they love it.
But until people understand, this is not imaginary. These people really do worship Satan, and they serve him openly. And you go to the Bohemian Grove, and you look at that big old owl, and we've got some of their actual documents where nobody's supposed to have these. Somehow we were able to get them, and they talk about how they revere the owl. Well, the owl is a symbol of Moloch. The owl is a symbol of Satan, and they have their ceremonies in front of that owl every year, and we're talking about the presidents and the secretaries of state and the people who control the very soul of America. We'll be right back with Alex. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Alex Jones, and he's just talking about, you know, it's so difficult to understand, essentially, that the bankers are in control. Now, it's not just the bankers. The bankers bought up the media. The bankers, of course, have bought up the major corporations. They bought up our politicians. I mean, you've got two political parties going both the same direction. I mean, you've got an argument. We've got a $101.65 trillion deficit, and the Democrats want to cut the budget by $36 billion. The Republicans want to cut the budget by an overwhelming $60 billion, $68 billion. And we're talking about a deficit of $1.65 trillion. What's the plan? It's to destroy this country by destroying our monetary base and impoverishing our people. Mike, go right ahead and explain how it's being done.
Well, sure. Earlier, we were we're getting into the fact that normally when there's a global economic problem or military problem, people race into treasuries that back up the U.S. dollar. But something happened in the last 2 weeks where the mainstream media, the Wall Street Journal and others, said that the end of the dollar is nigh, the end of the dollar is here, and actually kind of said it was a good thing, that it had been unnatural and it was wrong, and don't worry, they're going to have a good global digital currency for us, a new Ponzi scheme layer of derivatives by the IMF and World Bank and the private families, and you'll still have your dollar and your yen, your yuan, your euro. It'll all just be run by these unelected bankers that you'll pay your carbon taxes to. Now, going back to 2007, late 2007 into mid-2008, the housing bubble was huge. People were putting their devalued dollars into housing. People were actually finding some value there. Sure, it was overvalued in many areas, but still it was better than just fiat currency. And then all these establishment publications, they came out and began to run down and badmouth the housing bubble themselves, to pop it, to create the hysteria. And then when that wasn't enough to get Congress to give a blank check, not for $887 billion, that was just one of the revolving doors of credit, but now it's over $28 trillion. Last time Bloomberg got the numbers, in fact, just a month ago at Davos, headline, bankers say they need $100 trillion more in liquidity to, quote, save economy. So they hold everybody hostage. But going back 2.5, 3 years ago, October 2008, even on October 2nd, they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls. That's what Barbara Boxer said, against the banker takeover, the banker bailout. And so Paulson and Bernanke and all the big heads, the Treasury and the Fed, come out and say, okay, we're going to have total collapse of the economy. Privately, they told Congress we're going to have martial law. That destroyed confidence. The stock market plunged 800-and-something points. And then after being held hostage, Congress basically capitulated and gave them what they want. Now, fast forward 3 years later, roughly, to 2011, and now you see in the stock market trades all over the world, you see the German stock market basically taking over the New York Stock Exchange. We see the consolidations going on as they prepare for all of this. And now, if you look at the trades, in most cases, just to give a rough estimate, it's about 5-to-1. The insiders are getting out, and then meanwhile, they're enticing the general public to get in. And at the same time, they're putting out in all these publications, Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, that the dollar is going to die. Now that may not be the case right now, because sometimes they, you know, try fast ones. But the point is, they are certainly preparing everyone and maneuvering everyone's mind into the fact that you don't buy treasuries when there's a crisis. This is the first time since Bretton Woods. This is the first time since the end of World War II that when there's a global crisis, that the dollar doesn't strengthen. What Dr. Monteith said is absolutely true, and that's because the insiders that have hijacked this country, they want to bring the U.S. down and build up the EU and China as their new command base. They want to drive down the United States' overall value so they can rush back in and buy things up for pennies on the dollar. And so this is a great secret inside betrayal that we're now seeing manifest itself right out in front of everyone. And so you have all the military and all the police and all the people that think they're fighting for America. This is a hijacked country, just like a hijacked train or a hijacked plane or a hijacked, you know, car. The country is fully run by globalists who hate this nation, who hate American gun owners, who hate American Christians, and it is their desire and will to wreck this country 7 ways to Sunday. And we are now entering that zone of great trials and tribulations in this republic as the enemy attempts to split it open. Later they will invoke the giant Latin American populations to riot and burn cities. They'll then, and this is even in the Ottawa Citizen, call in foreign troops. Now, mainstream news commonly reports, oh, we've got plans for foreign troops in America during Civil War. The globalists have got hellish things planned for us, but because of the Second Amendment and because of people like Dr. Monteith 49 years ago warning people, we are positioned these things unfold for people to remember what we've told them and have a good chance to beat them through the states' rights movement, through governors being awakened, through cities being awakened, counties being awakened, and preparing for this and blocking. We know the enemy blueprint. We know the enemy assault program. If people will take the attack program seriously, then we have their attack profile and prepare for it. We've got a really good chance of beating them. But if we don't, they plan to execute a red-style terror in this country, and that includes mass arrest of Americans, mass executions. They are building their federal goon force through the TSA for checkpoints, total control. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying this to scare you. The same globalists that have taken down nation after nation and done this want to fully gut and destroy this nation forever, and that means they're going to have boots on the ground with full re-education of the population. So I'm telling you right now, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. We're trying to be as peaceful as we can to defeat these people with the info war. But I'm telling you, if they are able to break down the walls, break down the dam, bring in their full hot tyranny, you're going to have to fight for your lives.
Well, let me, it should be so obvious. Anybody looks and see what's happening. First of all, every American has a number. I mean, that's instrumental, and that's just what they did in Hitler's Germany. Remember, they used to tattoo the numbers on the forearms. Well, everybody has a number, Social Security number, telephone number, address number, GPS number. Everybody in this country is numbered, so they can identify you. Basically, they have their cameras. They're going up every place, and we're being told, oh, isn't it wonderful we can catch the bad guys? Yeah, but they're not there to catch the bad guys. They're to surveil the regular people. Everybody has cars. Oh, we have a regular card, a Visa card, and we have a grocery card. And they're keeping records on everything, a permanent record on everything you buy. Not only that, but they're keeping a permanent record on every one of your telephone calls. They know who you called and when you called. They're collecting dossiers on every American. You got not just a FBI dossier. I've seen my dossier. Page after page after page blacked out the name of National Security, and certainly the NSA's got a dossier on you. A DARPA has a dossier on you. The CIA has a dossier on you. If you don't believe that, read the book by William Odom, General Odom. He headed NSA, and he's not supposed to let people know what he knows. He signed all these secrecy agreements, but he wrote a book called Fixing Intelligence in 2003, in which he said, should the CIA and DARPA be collecting dossiers on American citizens? Now, he didn't say they were doing it. He just asked that question. Should the Defense Department be keeping dossiers on American citizens?
And well, it's admitted that they're private corporate proxies. Google, created by the CIA and NSA on record, is doing it. I mean, even public schools announce, hey, we're watching your kids at home over their laptops. We're just basically having our will broken right now, where they just do whatever they want.
In 1984, while they had a camera watching everybody in their homes, did you have a laptop computer? It's got a camera in it. It's got microphones in it. Do they have software in it so they can listen when it's turned off? They do in the cell phones, so they have it in the regular, in the laptop computers. Now they got an iPod there.
Now there's back doors built into all of it under federal law.
And basically with the iPod, they got cameras on both sides. You sit it down, and you think one side's down, but there's a camera on the back. People don't understand. These people know exactly. Then they get the price down, so everybody's got to have one of these.
They have designed the architecture of tyranny with uncanny precision.
Absolutely. Until people begin to understand, they have their fusion centers all across America. Most people don't even know what a fusion center is, but of course
it's a federalization spying command and control system.
And they have, if you haven't seen those things that with Jesse Ventura and Alex, you need to see them. Basically, of course, they have the InfraGuard. You tell our listeners, probably most of them have never heard about InfraGuard, but fortunately we have the internet, and you can go and look up InfraGuard. What is InfraGuard?
Well, it's just one division. Now we know it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of, quote, executives in critical infrastructure. And everything is critical infrastructure, from a 7-Eleven to a school to a power plant to basically anything. And they go out and they recruit, quote, executives and people that are seen as leaders in the community basically to spy on people. And they have a subset of it called the clergy response teams that we got the secret documents on 6 years ago. Now it's been declassified, where they're training more now than 100,000 preachers to train their flocks to go along with tyranny. It's basically like when the Soviets in Red Dawn take over that small town. They have the preacher and the mayor working for them. And I'll tell you, after the break, they even approached my dad separately and tried to recruit him because he's a dentist.
Well, basically, Chris, the whole idea is the InfraGuard is to spy on you. These are spies. I mean, they have them all over your next door. Taper could be a member of InfraGuard. And if you haven't seen the sections with Jesse Ventura, where he actually talks to people who are members of InfraGuard, and what are they doing? They're spying on other Americans. Oh, of course, to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden. Go right ahead, Alex. They were trying to recruit your dad?
Sure. About 3 months ago, my dad, you know, who's a dentist and also oral surgeon, he...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
You can't get out, and of course they offer to pay you. All you have to do is just send in a regular report about you. They told me, you know, you get invited to a lot of parties, you know, cocktail parties. All we want is a report on what the people in your community are doing. They've been doing this for years, and oblivious, the average individual has no idea what's going on. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you go in there, you take their money, why they own you. And I just got a call last night from one of my former patients who was telling me that he always felt his dad, who incidentally was a doctor, was working for the FBI and sitting and telling some, but actually for the CIA. But once he got in, there's no getting out. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people who want a dictatorship in America. Now, this is not our government. There is an invisible government, and this is what Alex has been, and I've been talking about. They work for the CFR, they work for the bankers, they work for people of great wealth. But behind that are powerful spiritual satanic forces. Until you understand what's going on in the world, in India, they're setting up a system of numbering every person. While 1.2 billion people are going to get their identification cards, and this is underway today under our supervision. They're doing the same thing in China. They're doing the same thing in Mexico. This is a worldwide program. The reason they haven't slapped on the dictatorship here is because they don't have everything in place throughout the world, but they're moving with reckless abandon. This is my feeling. And I think that right now, of course, things become increasingly flagrant, and it should be so obvious that they're out to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. And they're specifically running up the cost of electricity. They're running up the cost of, certainly, of our fuel, our gasoline. Now, they're running up the cost of our food. When are people going to wake up? I think people are waking up. What's your impression?
Well, just going back, yes, they are waking up. I mean, going back to the fact that they tried to recruit you for some Cold War type stuff, that's how they set that precedent. But the issue here is they've never tried to recruit my dad, who's been a dentist for 30-plus years, and they tried to recruit him, and 2 weeks before, they tried to recruit the one of the other dentists. There's only three of them in his office, and that was separately at his home. And so the point is they are now rolling out a massive acceleration of getting people to spy on citizens. And, you know, 30, 40 years ago, FBI guys were like, well, we're looking for communists, so, you know, that's why we're doing this. You know, that was kind of their boogeyman then. Now we get the internal Homeland Security, MIAC reports that law enforcement have sent us, and many others have gotten similar reports. And, I mean, it's, are they into the Second Amendment? They're terrorists. Are they into Ron Paul? They're terrorists. Do they want to abolish the Federal Reserve? They're terrorists. Are they states' rights people? They're terrorists. And, I mean, how are the law enforcement people not seeing through this? Well, actually, most of them do. They're like gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, terrorists. They're understanding what's happening. And I think something really waking the military up and the FBI and others is the fact that it came out in Bloomberg and AP, what, just 6 months ago now, that there was a secret deal signed with Prudential and other insurance carriers back in 1999, right when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act with the VA, with the Department of Veterans Affairs, to allow them to do a fast one with the millions of troops from World War II through to today, who they tell, oh, take part of your checkout, put it in a health, a life insurance policy, so if you die, not just in combat, but later in life, that's going to be paid out to your widow or widower. And the government sat down and made a deal, gave them the authorization, because they obviously had given campaign money, to steal the death benefits and to even allow them to send a form to the widows saying, just sign here and you'll get your money. And then they don't tell them that it's a trick and they take it. I mean, this government is totally run by abject psychopathic criminals, because they enjoy what they're doing. They're not just doing it because they're cutthroat. They enjoy what they're doing, and that's what everybody listening, including those listening on my phone line, right now need to realize you're selling your whole family out, everybody, because of the peer pressure and the petty power trips you're on serving this dark force, and you will pay.
And of course, the difficulty is that there are some people get sucked into this, think it's patriotic, thinking, well, we've got to protect the government. I mean, after all, you know, it's a patriotic thing. Ladies and gentlemen, these are not patriots. They hate America, and they really do. And they're working at the highest echelons of our government, and they're working in both political parties. And they dominate the media, which is why you're not getting this information. You must understand we're involved in a spiritual war, but it's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest this evening is Alex Jones, and we're talking about what's really going on. We have a visible government made up of our congressmen and our senators and the president. They are all figureheads. They are all playing a game. I mean, basically, the Democrats say, oh, the Republicans, you know, owned by big business, you know, and you know, we got to tax the rich. Who do you think put Barack Obama in? His largest contributors were the banks and George Soros. And you really think that they're going to tax the rich? It's all a game. They're both going the same direction. Both of them want ever so more government. The Republicans just want to have us to go broke a little bit more slowly than the Democrats. We do, fortunately, have, I think, some idealistic young people back there. Maybe they can't connect all of the dots, and maybe some of them can. If they listen to Alex Jones, they are. But, Sydney, I have been at this game for the better part of half a century. And I will tell you, I've never been as optimistic as I am now, because I see an awakening that we've never seen before. The Internet's a two-edged sword. They can watch us through it. But, of course, we can get information out. We were never able to get out before, and they are scared. They even put out $350 million to buy up the Huffington Post, which, of course, was liberal, but at least to publish some pretty good things. They've tried to buy up people. They tried to buy up Jesse Ventura. I was proud of Jesse when he turned down that MSNBC contract, weren't you?
Well, absolutely. They wouldn't let him be anti-war. And then when his police state episode aired, you know, to very high ratings on True TV, and basically I was intimately involved and appeared in the show, but really wrote most of that particular episode. I mean, I was a big part of consulting on that, the threat fusion centers, the Homeland Security takeover plan, the InfraGuard spies, the FEMA camps, and how they're hidden in plain view, the Rex 84, because there's so much proof. And I called Ventura that night, and I said, congratulations that that got on air. That was the one episode we thought might not get on air. And True TV, you know, is run by an independent guy, but it's owned by Time Warner. But he had never been censored before. So
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this Dr. Stan and Sydney, Alex was talking about the Jesse Ventura True TV program that they put on, and where actually Alex wrote it, they went into the background of the concentration camps and certainly the coffins that they have and the InfraGuard and certainly the fusion camps and how they're keeping dossiers on all the citizens. And at least that got aired, but what happened after it was aired on True TV?
Well, just to be clear, people need to hear the background on this. A year and a half ago, when the first season was getting ready to air, Jesse Ventura and the crew and myself had a bet. He didn't believe that the first season was going to air, with evidence of global warming being a hoax, the Bilderberg Group, world population reduction. But the head of True TV had always been independent. He'd made jokes to Ventura. Look, don't worry. This is owned by Time Warner. But I run the show here, and as long as we fact-check this stuff and everything, you know, it's going to go on air. He would laugh at Ventura. And then when it aired, Ventura's like, wow, you know, these shows actually aired. But on average, in the year after, sure, it gets, you know, 1.8 million viewers on True TV or whatever, which is a good, you know, audience on cable. And it was getting record viewers. But they aired on average about 50 times after. So you end up getting about 30 million people on average that see the 50-plus airings. So the next season came up, and I was involved in, four of the new episodes, in three of them, but, you know, helped consult on them. But the one I was really involved in and did the most research on and has a lot of our footage in it, I appear in it. I mean, that, you know, the episode that has my biggest mark on it, I wrote, you know, most of the research for it. We privately thought that wasn't going to air because they had people breaking into offices, men in suits breaking into their trash cans, threats, and it was associated with that police state, Threat Fusion Center, New World Order takeover, FEMA camp episode. But it did air, and I called Ventura at night, talked to him, and said, congratulations, can't believe that aired. Called his son Tyrell that works on the show, is one of the executive producers, congratulated him. And then the network execs thought they would just sweep it under the rug. Homeland Security called them. Congressman Steve Cohen called and threatened them. The ADL called and threatened them. And all sorts of behind-the-scenes threats, some of which I'm not even allowed to get into, went on. And so they didn't just never re-air it. They remotely, and by the way, people were giving us these reports, but then I had an executive at a cable company who could have gotten fired over, but they sent me the internal orders from Time Warner to remotely go into people's DVRs, something they don't even tell the public they can do, and erase the episode off of their DVRs for those that had recorded it. And so there is an example of that program proving the FEMA camps, proving the shadow government, proving the takeover program, and how they'll use a staged war or biological release or other crisis to launch this takeover. It is so on the mark, so on the money, so key, that because it's their battle plan, that they went absolutely ape and completely freaked out, and I'm so proud of that. But it only got seen one time, about 1.8 million viewers. It's been seen a few million times if you put it all together on YouTube, though they're trying to pull it down there. It's called Jesse Ventura Police State Episode, folks, and they do not want you to see it. But I happen to have a new DVD, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that came out right before this episode, that is my 15, 16 years of research on the shadow government, on the martial law, Threat Fusion Center's program. And if folks want that DVD and also want to support what we do, they can go to Infowars.com and get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, also the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, to understand the wider picture. Because just because you're listening to Dr. Stan Monteef and you hear him laying out the evidence, the documentation, that's only the first step, is to become aware of this information. You need to then research what we're saying, verify it's true for yourself. You know, don't just believe us. And then you've got to, like it's an emergency situation, reach out to people. Look, folks, I was doing this 18 years ago, got on air 16 years ago, and most people laughed at me. The last five or six, they haven't been laughing. And now, you know, I'm treated like a prophet. I'm not a prophet. I'm somebody just studying what's already admitted historically. Imagine Dr. Stan Monteef 49 years ago, distinguished, intelligent, conservative doctor, so he didn't get laughed at too much. But still, you know, I've talked to people there in California who were in high school when Dr. Monteef would come speak there, and some people would laugh at him. But he lovingly didn't care. He had a job to do to warn people, and it's the seeds that Dr. Monteef and others planted that are giving us now a fighting footing and a fighting chance against these globalists. So don't screw around, ladies and gentlemen. Time is of the essence. There's no more denial about world government. The globalists have emerged. They're out in the open. They're moving on every front. The battle is now. The war is here. It is an info war today. We're fighting to keep it an info war so we don't have to have the other type of war. But I'm telling you, these films, these materials are weapons. So get them at InfoWars.com and get them out to everybody you know.
And basically, these are great DVDs. I mean, I recommend Alex's DVDs to you. That one on the Bohemian Grove is really great, especially when you know that they say among themselves, we're talking about the Bohemian Grove, we revere the owl. Who is the owl? A symbol of Satan. I mean, you listen to the Nixon tapes. I mean, they recorded everything Richard Nixon said. He talked about how he hated going to these Bohemian Grove meetings. He went there because he liked to rub shoulders with these people, but he talked about, and he used the word fags running around naked in the woods. Who are these people? Presidents of the United States, vice presidents of the United States, secretaries of state, or at least they're there when this is going on, and they're bringing in the little boys and the little girls for entertainment. And we've even talked to a woman who, CIA, mind control woman. We have the four tapes of the Bohemian Grove. She was brought in for the entertainment and for the utilization of key United States senators who they own because they have videotaped everything that goes on.
And they willfully go there. They willfully go there and wallow in this to be compromised on purpose. That is the whole manifest destiny and program. And, you know, I didn't really believe this stuff was going on in Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. So 11 years ago, basically I took a challenge from a Channel 4 British TV documentary maker who gave me inside intel on how to sneak in to go in. And they're there worshiping the owl. They address it as a male, as a female. They talk about goodly tire. The literature internally is the owl stomping on bloody children. You know, this is the type of stuff that adorns the walls, the different camps. But I was there with the 1,500 men or so watching the ritual with the druid priest, you know, engaging in this, because it's a mixture of a bunch of different, you know, Babylonian, Canaanite, and then things from Western Europe. It's kind of a hodgepodge of occultism. But the old men predominantly watching it were grinding their teeth. They were in religious focus, and no one was talking. I mean, this was church. These guys, you know, this was like, you know, the type of focus when, you know, the preacher is calling people forward in a Baptist church to come forward and receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. But it was the devil they were talking about. They believed they were putting all of their sins and problems and bad karma, that's what these Luciferians believe in, onto the effigy of this child that they were sacrificing to the owl. And they were asking the owl to heal them and take care of them and protect them. It was very sickening. And again, Harper's Magazine's reported on it. They actually recorded a conversation with Nixon, and they have the tapes released where he goes, Bohemian Grove. I mean, I can't quote because he cusses. You know, you're down there in San Francisco and then up there in Northern California. It's the most bleeping thing I've ever seen. Homosexuals running around naked in the woods. And I was only in there 5 hours, but a Vanity Fair reporter got in that was dumb enough to go up and talk to people. He got arrested, and he said, yeah, that's what was going on. A Spy magazine reporter got in, also got arrested about 15 years ago, said that was what's going on. It is purely a homosexual event. That is the underpinning of the entire thing. And I'm not even here hating on people and judging people. It's a destructive lifestyle. But, you know, my point is I'm not up here on a high horse judging people. The issue is these are predominantly the conservative leaders of America, and it's no wonder they always catch them going after the pages or in men's bathrooms. I mean, you know, these guys, no wonder they've sold us out, because the globalists shoot film of them doing every depraved thing under the sun. This is how the global mafia operates.
In fact, Gergen, he used to be chief counsel at the White House. He had even written about that. In fact, you accost him at, I think, at one of your films on the Bilderbergers or whichever one it was. But, I mean, you even have his writings where he talks about the depravity. He used to go to the Bohemian Grove, and he dropped out. But he wrote about the depravity involved in this occult center. And it's,
yeah, that's in my film, Martial Law.
He sure didn't like you when you accosted him and brought out these things.
Well, I got him into an interview because we were loitering around. We had credentials into the RNC there at Madison Square Garden for the 2004 Republican National Convention, but I knew it was hard to find people inside. So I would loiter around at one of the big entrances for the VIPs, and here comes David Gergen, the Karl Rove to five administrations. I say four in the film. Later I learned it was five. And he comes up, and I say, oh, sir, I'd like to talk to you about the security procedures here. And I give him a couple canned questions, and I go, now, first, let me bring up Bohemian Grove. And then he goes, well, if you've been in there, because I gave him information about it, he goes, then you violated that confidence talking about it. And I said, no, I snuck in. He goes, oh, you're the one that snuck in. And he blew up at me, turned red face. You never see this guy get mad. Got in my face and began shaking and trying to threaten me. And, I mean, he got so mad when he realized that I was the, you, how dare you? And I said, do you want to talk about the ritual? And he said, the ritual is none of your bleeping business. So you know, the mask came off, and there he was, boy, because that's where he bonds. That's where he goes to wallow in the muck. And
he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Fortunately, you can get their membership list. You just write to them and ask for it at 5080 68th Street, New York City, New York, and ask for the other annual report. They'll send it to you. Now, of course, some of the people have dropped out, but these are the people who own our country. These are the people who own our banks. These are the people who own our corporations. These are the people who own the media and shape the world that we live in. And these are the people who are the political leaders of both political parties, both Republicans and Democrats. And you have to understand, are they really, this is not imaginary, it is real. And if you listen to Alex, his material is valid. You know, I've listened to him, and I've been at this for a long time. I don't think anybody has a better grasp of what's going on than Alex. And the fact that he's bringing out to a phenomenal audience across America, this is not philosophical, this is satanic. And these people really do openly worship Satan. Now, they're not going to tell
you that. Well, in closing, Doctor, as I don't run out of time, you're absolutely right. I mean, I just want to say that I had New York Magazine was in town last week, or actually 2 weeks ago, and you know, the guy had been listening to the show for years, but when I brought up the fact that there is a Luciferian system at the top, he just started laughing at me. And he said, you know, that's where you lose me. And I said, but wait, all of these elites constantly get caught involved in the occult. It's what they believe in. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all the things that go on in the rest of culture. And I said, well, you know, that's why you're blind. You just can't see that these people really believe that they're involved in something bigger, and that's how it can be carried on generationally. And, you know, they say the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there is a spiritual force driving this, and the globalists know that, but they try to teach the public there is no God, there is no devil, there is no right, there is no wrong, so that we're rudderless and so that we're blinded, because how easy is it to defeat an enemy that's blind when the globalists can see? In fact, that's why they love the symbol of the owl, because it's a prey animal that can see in the dark, and they love the fact that we're in the dark. As soon as we realize that these are corrupt, wicked, malevolent people who enjoy destroying innocence, who destroy defiling beauty, who enjoy pulling down things that are good, as soon as you realize these are satanic sadists who have a bloodlust and a relish of tearing down goodness, as soon as you know the enemy, then your naivete rises away from you, and the goggles are gone, the blinders are gone, and you can see the devil's looking you right in the face. And let me tell you, a lot of people live in denial because they're scared, because it would be scary to admit this to themselves. But I'm here to tell you, it's a lot scarier. It's a lot scarier to not know that the pitfalls are there and to blindly go forward and end up falling into it. It's like if you tell your kids, don't play in the street, cars drive by, can run you over on that boulevard. You're not teaching your children to be fearful. You're teaching them about real danger and to be empowered. And I'm telling you, folks, living in denial doesn't make those devils go away. You know, we're living on a planet in the middle of space, two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. There are so many things we don't know and don't understand, and so many things about humanity that we're just beginning to discover. And there's a lot more, as Shakespeare said, you know, there's a lot more, Horatio, than, you know, what's just in your books and scrolls there. There's so much going on in this world, and the globalists push to make you not believe in God, to make you immoral, so that you're more easily controlled. And again, I'm not on some high horse here judging people. I'm just saying be aware that the world is not going to fulfill you.
Amen to that, and because that's why, of course, that they will not allow Jesus Christ to be mentioned in our schools, but they can teach the religion of the atheists, and which is Darwinism. Why won't they allow Jesus Christ to be mentioned or God to be mentioned in schools? Because these people hate God, because there's a conspiracy against God. Because these people are satanic, and they control the Supreme Court. The Masons control the Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 from 1941 to 1971 over a period of 30 years. And it was then that took God and prayer out of our schools. Why don't our religious leaders tell us that? Well, maybe they don't know. I know that a lot of them know because they've read my book, but they're afraid to speak out. They have more fear of government than they have God. And what we need are people behind the pulpit who have fear of God and are willing to risk everything to get the information out about the spiritual battle. And this is what's going to create a revival. If anything's going to be a revival, it's going to be our religious leaders who fear God and are willing to speak out whatever the cost.
Well, Dr. Monteith, I just really appreciate you having me on the broadcast, and I just hope people realize how real this is and see themselves as leaders and get involved and take action against the globalists because you're only alive once, and this life is a test.
And life on here will soon be passed. It's only what we do for Christ is going to last, and this is a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. These people have already killed hundreds of not billions, hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, and they're going to kill hundreds of millions, if not billions more. They've created these wars. They've created the famines. They've created new diseases that have swept through our nation. They're in the process of doing things that are destroying the minds of our children, whether it be the mercury in the vaccines, the aluminum that they're spraying us with, the fluoride that they're putting in the water. They know how toxic it is to developing brains, and they relish the thought of destroying children. Well, Alex, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Boy, if this didn't get people's ire up, it didn't get their blood circulating, nothing will. But go ahead, you got 3 minutes to wrap it up.
Well, I think this was a good broadcast, and I appreciate it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
They're up there on YouTube. They're not going to leave them there for long. They cannot let the American people understand that we're moving into the final stages of what's going on. This is not imaginary. It's real. These people have killed hundreds of millions of people. Certainly between 1958 and 1962, the Chinese communists were placed in power by the American State Department, killed between 41 and 44 million Chinese. They just starved them to death. And, of course, it's about 10 years, 11 years later, in 1973, when David Rockefeller returned from China from a visit, he wrote an editorial for the New York Times. It's quoted, and you can go to my website and look at this, get the quotation from my newsletters, where David Rockefeller said, you know, the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao is one of the most significant and successful in history. The social experiment in communist China under Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history. This is after they killed, well, he probably that time by the kill about 120 million people, all a social experiment. And you'll find the quotation certainly in Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book. Actually, I have a copy of the article from the New York Times, which Dr. Cuddy was good enough to send me, where he talks about the social experiment. It's all a social experiment, these elitists. Everything they do is certainly because they are different than we are, as David Rockefeller told a good friend of mine, Congressman William Dannemeyer. Some men are born to rule. Most men are born to be ruled. If you haven't read David Rockefeller's memoirs, we have it. He writes about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro regularly, both of them, and how Fidel Castro came up to visit him. He talks about how some people think he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States with others to bring about this new international order. And if that's what people believe, I confess I'm guilty. I'm proud of it. That's on page 405. And then he goes on to talk about how, you know, they criticize us, but, you know, we have raised the living standards throughout the world in other countries. How would they have raised the living standards? And David Rockefeller is absolutely right. He was writing in 1902. They have raised the living standards in other countries. But, of course, they're going to lower the living standards, and that's what they're doing. They're intentionally lowering the living standards here in America, and they're going to steal everything that you've worked your life for, because when they destroy our monetary system, you will end up impoverished in your own country that your forefathers had actually obtained for us. Thomas Jefferson said that. He said, if the banks ever control America, one day your children will wake up, you know, impoverished in the nation that their parents conquered. If you want to get David Rockefeller's book, we have it, and it's available through Radio Liberty. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Alex Jones' DVDs, get them from him. We carry all of them through our ministry. Radio Liberty, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, read our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs there 9 hours a day. You won't get much done, but you'll learn an awful lot. Go to Alex Jones' website, PrisonPlanet.com. prisonplanet.com. Get his material. Alex is doing a great job, and so is Joyce Riley, and the PowerHour.com. You can listen to Joyce on our satellite. We have a site there, and you can listen to her right along with me 9 hours a day. Get the information, and then help us to get it out. Because if we lose America, believe me, there's no place to go. And freedom once lost will never be regained. But behind all, powerful satanic forces trying to destroy Christianity. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank. And Stephen's been at this game almost as long as I have, pretty close to 50 years, and he writes a daily, blog, it's an email, it's actually not once a day, it's usually three times a day, about what is going on in California, because California is really sort of a prototype of what's going on across the nation. He even, of course, gets into the things that are happening nationwide. But what you are seeing is the implosion of the infrastructure of our nation. Well, why is it imploding? You know, it's only temporary. Things are going to get better. No, ladies and gentlemen, that isn't the plan. The plan is to destroy the infrastructure of this nation and to impoverish our people. Well, how could I make that statement? Well, because Henry Kissinger went to the Rhodesian people. Well, I lived in South Africa. We knew the Rhodesian people. My son visited there. We worked with Rhodesians living in South Africa when I lived there. Rhodesia was the first world nation. And then Henry Kissinger said, well, you've got to have a free and open vote. Well, they did have free and open votes, but he said, no, we want to direct how things are done here, and we got to have a one man, one vote, one time. Well, he didn't say that, but that's what he wanted. So they had an election. They elected a black man. His name was Bishop Mizrawe. He was would have been a great leader for Rhodesia. But that didn't suit Henry Kissinger. He demanded they kept voting over and over until they got Mugabe in, who was a communist-trained thug who'd been trained in communist China. One man, one vote. One time he set that out. Henry Kissinger promised if things ever get bad, he went on to television. He said, you can trust me. America will be here to defend you. If anything's get hard, you're stuck getting away from a nation of law under law. Why, we will be here. We will intervene. You have nothing to worry about. You can trust me. I'm from America. That was Henry Kissinger. And, of course, why they believed Henry Kissinger. And, of course, they allowed Mugabe to take over, and he's been there ever since. one man, one vote, one time. And they set out with the help of the American State Department to destroy the infrastructure of that first world nation. And basically, today, there's very little electricity, very little sewage and sanitation or water. They've destroyed the value of the currency. They've driven out most of the white farmers. Over 5 million of the 11 million people in that country have fled. And, of course, how many have starved to death? How many have been killed and slaughtered, raped, tortured by the man we are still keeping in power there? This is not by accident. They do what they're doing. They did the same thing in Iraq. They destroyed the infrastructure of that country. Today, if you were in Baghdad, you know, simply, 7 years after America invaded, if you get electricity 2 or 3 hours a day, you're lucky. Why, they would never do that here. Are you sure? Steve, Frank, thank you so very much for being with us.
Always glad to be with you, Dr. Stan. The real problem is they are planning to give us brownouts and blackouts. They are planning to cut our energy, and they're going to do it in a really strange way. I'm not sure they're going to succeed, but they are doing it anyway. As you know, and your audience knows, the federal government is really pushing the sale of electric vehicles. And, of course, the electric vehicles need electricity.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with C. Frank and analyzing what's going on. Go right ahead, Steve.
And the electricity comes from oil-based substance. And so what's going to happen is they're going to force us into electric cars, which don't go very far, take 5 to 10 hours to charge up, and then instead of paying a large amount of money at the gas station, you'll spend an exorbitant amount of money charging your car at home. And so it's just who you're going to pay, but you'll be paying more for energy and for you to go than you would if we kept the gasoline engines and allowed oil companies to drill in Anwar and use the shale up in North Dakota, South Dakota, into Canada. And if we were allowed to go nuclear, we could have all the energy we want and not give a dime to the terrorists in the Middle East. But they want the money to flow there, and they want the energy to be so expensive that we cut back on it here in this country, which means jobs will go overseas.
And basically, of course, anything that industries that are dependent upon electricity are going to leave this country. They've already sent over 8 billion jobs out of this country, and they're going to send millions more, and that's the plan. They want to, of course, have equitable distribution among nations, and so they're sending our jobs and our factories overseas. They're doing everything they can to undermine the factories here. We're going to green electricity. We're going to create jobs, but where are they going to create the jobs? Well, we had Evergreen, and they were I think they got about $50 million from the state of Massachusetts, and they were going to create solar panels. And, of course, they started creating them in Massachusetts. About 2 months ago, Evergreen packed up and went to communist China, because China is giving them all sorts of subsidies and breaks, and they can hire workers. So after investing $50 million from Massachusetts, that's all money's gone. But they had another company here in California. They got almost $500 million from the Obama administration to get all the equipment and technology to build solar panels. And, of course, it was just about 3 weeks ago, they packed up. After receiving $500 million from the American people, they packed up and moved to China because they get so much better deals and better subsidies and all sorts of cheap labor over there. So when Barack Obama says we're going to have electricity and lots of green jobs, he's absolutely right. He just never tells you where those green jobs are, and he knows exactly what they're doing. We'll be back here in just a moment with Steve Frank. Well, Steve, you go right ahead. And, of course, Steve is basically saying it's very obvious that they intend to destroy the infrastructure of this country by destroying our access to electricity, by emphasizing green electricity. Of course, Barack Obama says we'll have 80% of our electricity. Our power will come from green power by the year 2035. And it's going to be in all those jobs. He just doesn't tell people those jobs are going to be in China, or those jobs are going to be in India. But he's right. He's telling you a half-truth. Lots of jobs, but a half-truth's no better than a lie. He knows those jobs are going to be in China. That's where the solar power panels are going to be produced. That's where the windmills are going to be produced. That's where the new fluorescent light bulbs are going to be produced, rather than incandescent bulbs, which are cheaper and more efficient. And I'm really very concerned about the health hazards of fluorescent lighting. And yet by federal edict, why, of course, they've moved the production of electric light bulbs to communist China. Why would you do that? Because you want to create door jobs in communist China. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, and of course, in Spain, they've gone to almost totally green. And for every green job, which is mostly temporary, that's been created, 2.5 Spanish jobs have been lost. And Spain has one of the world's highest, as a nation, admitted unemployment rate of 20.9%. So the Spanish people are in a depression. Their banks are beginning to fail. They can't pay their foreign sovereign debt, and there's no jobs in the country thanks to their green policy. And President Obama and former Governor Schwarzenegger have said on numerous occasions how much they recognized and respected the policies of Spain. Well, the policies of Spain are killing the people of Spain. And that's just wrong. But the government here in Washington and in Sacramento continues to believe that if we go green, we will save the planet, when in fact the planet will neither be harmed nor helped by this green attitude, except that the people on Earth will be poorer. And that's the bigger news, that not only here in the United States, but in Spain, in other countries, the green effort has been used to kill the economy. Yet China and India, which has no green effort, those two countries are prospering, they're growing, they have 5-6% annual increase in the gross national product. Both those countries are doing well by staying away from the green economy, while the rest of the world is being pushed by the United Nations, by people like President Obama, to go green, and at the same time, they want them to go poor. That's really what go green means. Go green, go poor.
And if you understand that there really are people who want to destroy this nation, one of them was Reverend Wright. He was President Obama's minister for 20 years. And he used to say, G.D. America, G.D. America. He was very closely affiliated with Sonny Louis Farrakhan and the radicals, Elijah Muhammad, and all of these people who hate America. And Obama sat there for 20 years. And now he is the President of the United States, carrying out Sunday Reverend Wright's program to destroy this nation. There is no better way to destroy a nation than to spend us into oblivion. If you look at the latest report from the Congressional Budget Office, they will tell you that after 4 years of President Obama's presidency, he would have created more debt than the previous 43 American presidents all put together. And of course, that is debt exclusive of the Social Security and Medicare debt, which, of course, the bonds that are there that we owe to ourselves. But as far as a foreign-held or domestic-held debt, he will have created more. And this is part of a program laid out by a man named Cloward and Pivot, two socialists who wrote an article back in 1966 that appeared in Nation magazine. That's Cloward and Pivot. In the Nation magazine in 1966, saying you can destroy a capitalist nation by promising the people all sorts of things and just spending it into oblivion until the whole system collapses. We have a $1.65 $1 trillion deficit this year. $1.65 trillion, 40 cents out of every dollar they're spending is borrowed. Do you really think that you can spend yourself into prosperity? That money's going to have to be paid back, and since a lot of it's being simply monetized, and what does that mean? It means the Federal Reserve is creating money to buy our own debt, and that, of course, is going to destroy the value of our currency, which is why during the recent crisis, and I'm talking about the last 3 or 4 weeks, why other people throughout the world who ordinarily would put their money into America when there's an international crisis are not putting their money in America. They're investing in Swiss francs. They're investing in Canadian currency. They're investing in the Chinese currency. They're invested in Canadian currency. They want something that will maintain its value, and they know what's going on. They know there's an intentional effort to destroy our dollar. And in fact, an article in the Wall Street Journal just 3 days ago, covering that very pattern. And the people are not investing in America throughout the world. They're not putting their money here because they fear what's going to happen to our currency. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its currency. And that's why gold and silver are going up. That's why the price of oil is going up. I mean, that's totally contrived. I mean, one day you have some violence over in Libya, and that very day the price of oil skyrockets. It's all political theater. And, of course, basically you're going to see a progressive increase in the price of food and of fuel. And now, of course, as the value of the dollar declines, of the imports from China and all those cheap Chinese products, they're not going to be cheap much longer. And so you better lay the supplies in, let it get what you need now, because before long it's going to be so expensive you're not going to be afford a lot of these things. Steve, go right ahead and tell us the things going on. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Steve, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But some of the stories you tell of regularly about what's going on here, our municipalities, and the massive debts we have in California throughout this country that will never be paid.
And that's the bigger problem. There's no way to pay the debts of the pension programs. They're unsustainable. Paying back of our bonds are unsustainable. I go into that in a moment. But just to give your audience an idea how far in debt Barack Obama has put us, the month of February, the debt that Obama put us in the month of February 2011 equals the total debt that George Bush put us in the year 2007. That's how far out it is. They are now talking, the Obama administration admits, that at least over the next 10 years, we will have a minimum of a $1 trillion deficit every year for the next 10 years. And that's because of the out-of-control spending started by Bush, but accelerated, put in hyperdrive by Barack Obama. As one example of it, you know, if you remember, Nancy Pelosi said, "You won't know what's in the Obamacare bill until you pass it." Well, it wasn't until a couple of weeks ago that the Republicans in Congress found out that somewhere inside of the Obama bill was $105 billion appropriated for the next 8 years to implement Obamacare. So while the Republicans are thinking that they're going to start repealing this piece by piece or not appropriating money for Obamacare, that's already been done. They can't repeal it. Now they have to look at other ways of stopping Obamacare from going into effect. But they've already appropriated $105 billion just to run Obamacare for the next 8 years. So we are in deeper trouble than we thought, and it's so bad that so far over 1,000 companies have been given an exemption for just 1 year from Obamacare. But after next year, those companies, those unions, and even several states like the state of Maine just received an exemption, all of them are going to find themselves unable to pay their Medicaid bills. And the National Governors Association has complained to Congress that in 2 to 3 years, their states will go bankrupt not because of their own out-of-control spending, not because of the unions or illegal aliens, but because of Barack Obama's Obamacare that so expanded and exploded Medicaid that they now find themselves just short of bankruptcy. In 2-3 years, Medicaid will kill all states.
And people don't understand, you know, Sydney, we never had a problem taking care of our people in America medically. When I first went into medical practice back in 1960, every county could afford a county hospital, and Sydney was dependent upon that county hospital to provide adequate medical facilities for the truly indigent. They could pay, they paid. If they couldn't pay, they could pay. Part pay. Nobody went without Medicare. But believe me, today, such as Obamacare, we're going to have the death panels, and they're going to have to determine, you know, who lives and who dies. It's all going to be dependent upon money. Is the money there? If the money's not there, why is it they're going to have to just let them die? These decisions will be made. They'll be made by a panel back in Washington, D.C., and certainly dependent upon the age of the patient, they will say, well, the patient can have a hip surgery, they can have a heart surgery. Well, they're going to die anyway. We might as well just let them die. But it's not the doctor's decision, it's ours. And without any compassion at all, simply by going by some absurd formula laid out by the bureaucracy, why you and your granny, granny will just be allowed to expire. Well, she's old, she's going to die sooner or later. We don't have the money, ladies and gentlemen. What we need to do is have compassionate people locally looking after our sick and illness, not satanic people in Washington, D.C. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, it should be noted that yes.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. 844-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Are in place. England has announced this week that if you have a child born prematurely, 26 weeks of age or less, why somebody's going to be allowed to die. They're not going to try to save it, whereas they could really save children. You're born at 22 weeks, but they're going to even 26 weeks. We're just going to let them die because they're going to have to do the same thing with the elderly. Britain is acknowledged they're out of money. Well, we haven't acknowledged it here. In fact, both the Republicans and the Democrats are figuring out how they can spend more money, and they're really not serious at all about cutting anything. That's all political theater for the suckers. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Steve, what's going on here in some of our cities in California?
Well, what's really interesting, there's a big move now, certainly in Southern California, of cities joining together and consolidating services. In Orange County, the cities of Anaheim, Fullerton, and Placentia are in the process of negotiating to combine their fire departments. And it will make it more effective, more efficient, and it will cut the cost for all three cities dramatically by combining. Down in San Diego, there are several cities that are joining together to create one landscape department rather than each small city having their own landscaping department. That will save money. But the really big news, the really big news is out of Costa Mesa in Orange County. Costa Mesa is a town of over 100,000 people. They are going to fire over 200 employees, 43% of their employees, not because they don't have the money to pay them, but because their ultimate goal is to get down to zero city employees and outsource everything from the city of Costa Mesa. And that way they won't have the large unions, they won't have the pension plans as a problem. A lot of the problems of the city will be gone because they'll only have contracts to monitor rather than employees and unions to take control of them. There is a city in Georgia of over 100,000, and they only have 14 employees, with the rest of it just being the outsourcing of employment. Even their fire department is outsourced. Their libraries are outsourced. So that's moving on. Riverside County, many of the cities there have privatized their libraries. The city of Santa Clarita Valley, which is north of Los Angeles in L.A. County, they are in the process of privatizing their libraries, outsourcing it to a private firm to run the libraries for them. That will save them a great deal of money. And so things are beginning to happen, city by city, county by county, of limiting government, and that's a good thing. And the folks are beginning to understand that they don't need government to provide services. In reality, and Dr. Sten, I would ask you this, do you really think that your city building a stadium is an essential government service?
Oh, you're talking about San Diego? I'm building that big stadium for a billionaire so he can have his sports team in it?
Not only that, but there's a story going now that Oakland is thinking of building another stadium. And, of course, San Francisco is thinking of doing it. San Jose and Santa Clara County is thinking of doing it, using government money to build a stadium. The good news out of all of this, the good news is that the people are saying no to this and fighting government that we don't need these money-losing stadiums. But the fight going on in Wisconsin and Ohio against collective bargaining and the monopolistic extortionist unions, that's a good sign in this country. And while we may be at a very low ebb at this time because of the finances caused by Obama and Schwarzenegger and those who believe that government is smarter than people, I'm beginning to see signs that the folks are fighting back, that the tide is beginning to turn. 59% of union members in a recent Gallup poll said that they'd like to get rid of their union leaders. Somebody needs to tell those folks there's an easy way of doing it. Stop allowing government to steal from your paycheck and giving it to the extortionist union.
Well, that thought will be right back. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And what you're seeing is a total transformation of America. What people really don't understand, most people are waiting for the good old times to come back again. Ladies and gentlemen, the America you've known and loved and enjoyed is not coming back again. Certainly because it was all artificial. And basically, of course, what's going to happen is our economy is going to contract. And certainly they're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to impoverish our people. The people who are getting three or four pensions, they'll get their pensions. They just won't buy much of anything. And don't even ask me what's going to happen to the people who are really dependent upon the purchasing power of Social Security as they destroy the value of our currency. And the currency that they get, they'll get their Social Security check, $500, $1,000, $1,500 a month. It just isn't going to buy very much. What's going to happen to them? I shudder to think. But what's going to happen, we're seeing this all across America, is that municipalities and governments are laying off people. Industries are laying off people. And, of course, as more and more people lose their jobs, of course, then, of course, the stores cannot certainly maintain themselves. We have so many large big box stores and bookstores. Borders is going down, certainly closing. But people don't understand certainly that if people don't have money to spend, they're not going to spend it. And we're going to see this impact on every aspect of our society. Certainly is going to cut back dramatically in the construction. They're going to cut back dramatically in the so-called GDP, what's the gross domestic product. It has to do with the buying and construction and jobs, all the economic activity in our nation. And 70% of America's GDP is people buying things. It's consumption. And consumption is going to cut back, and consumption is going to decrease dramatically. And the good old days ain't coming back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Stephen Frank. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was simply saying, what is happening is by design, not by intent. If you have not read the Earth Charter, why don't complain when these things come to pass? If you don't understand, there is a plan. It's laid out in Agenda 21. It's laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Program. It's laid out in the Earth Charter. All written by the elitists who control our nation, who control our media, who control our banking. A small group, that probably now more than 6,000 of them, but they control our nation. And behind them, the powerful spiritual forces that guide them. And we call them the superclass, we call them the power elite, we call them the military-industrial complex, we call them the Iron Triangle, we call them the banksters, although they're only part of this because there are a lot of people involved, have nothing to do specifically with banking, but they are the people of great wealth who have been well rewarded for their demonic activity by being given unlimited funds and profits and one day they're going to have to stand before God for their crimes against humanity. And basically they're funding the poverty, they're funding diseases, they're withholding treatments for cancer. If you haven't seen that wonderful DVD we're carrying, Cancer Forbidden Cures, that's Cancer Forbidden Cures. You need to get that DVD and watch it. You need to get the new DVD. What in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? Because they're destroying the minds of our elderly and our children and our people in between. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Stephen Frank. And before we go on, Stephen, I want you to tell people how they can get your daily blogs. After all, the price is right. The information is fascinating, and it keeps us up to abreast of what's going on in California, which, of course, is a reflection of what's happening all across America. Go right ahead.
Oh, they can go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and they can click on subscription. It is free. Kill some electrons, save the trees, but they can read 2 to 3 times a day stories about the corruption, the mismanagement of government, the trends of government, how government is in some cases growing out of control and in other cases where government is able to kick back. And I would suggest that we just put up a brand new poll on the website, capoliticalnews.com. Put that up today. And the question of the day is, do you want to give Jerry Brown $70 billion more to spend for his tax increases, and like to get as many people as possible to vote yes or no on the $70 billion tax increase. Like to go on a little bit. You know, normally, Dr. Stan, I don't disagree with you, but you said something a little while ago that I'd like to kind of disagree with you on. You made the comment that people will still get their pensions even though it won't buy very much. Actually, when the steel industry went under, the people who thought they were getting 100% of their pensions wound up getting 45 to 65% of their pensions. When General Motors went under and Chrysler went under, those retirees, people who are already receiving their pensions, received pennies on the dollar, and in many cases, the health care that they were guaranteed was canceled totally. So I believe that with the unsustainability of the government pension systems, that we're going to wind up in the same position for former government employees that think they're going to be getting a large sum of money every month and maybe some health care, that they're going to wind up in a position where they are not going to get the full 100% of what was promised them. There's just no way in a few years to do that. In fact, in California, in 31 years, all pensions for all teachers will end. All pensions for all teachers will end in 31 years because in 31 years or sooner, the state pension system for teachers, CalSTRS, will run out of money.
And that's what CalSTRS admits to now. No matter what we do in 31 years, those pensions will run out. There'll be no more money in the fund to pay teachers' pensions. So while we hope that everybody gets the pension paid that they were promised, in reality, in the private sector, that hasn't occurred, and there's really no reason to believe that a bankrupt, totally out of money teachers fund or CalPERS, when it runs out of money, will be able to find the billions of dollars each year to pay the pensions that they've promised the teachers and the workers. We are on the road to total, absolute economic collapse in this country, whether the government and the politicians are willing to admit it or not.
Well, Steve, I would disagree with anything you've said. No, I think that we are in real trouble. And basically, well, the economy is going to contract now. Basically, we saw the economy contract, and the pension funds lost a lot of money, and then the economy sort of recovered. And people say, well, things are going to get better. And I said, but if you're looking at what's really going on, for instance, you look and see what the insider trading is. And we've seen massive increases of people who are the insiders, the CEO of corporations, getting rid of stock. Sometimes there'll be, you know, 400 shares of stock sold for every one share of stock bought. Some days there's no new shares. It's all massive selling by the CEOs of the corporations who know what's going to happen. And obviously, sooner or later, why the market is going to crash again. And when it does, of course, it's going to, and this is really a replay of what happened in the 1920s, what is going to happen, I can't tell you. But I'm very, very concerned that the rise in the price of oil, if the price of oil goes up to $150 or $200 a barrel, and then there's some cataclysmic event, why the it could send the stock market down into oblivion. And basically, I think it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. And when that happens, of course, a lot of our pension funds are invested in the stock market. And then, of course, as the interest rates rise, the value of the bonds that these pension funds are invested in is going to fall. And so basically, they maybe get more of an income, but the value, inherent value of the bonds are going to fall. And, of course, some of the pension funds are beginning to speculate again in property. Oh, a property market's coming back again. And when that begins to fall, and then we'll probably have a period of hyperinflation, and then we'll go into a depression, a real depression this time, and then hell of it helpless. So these things, I think, are coming. It's just a matter of not if, but when. And really things that the America we've known is going to cease to exist. And I hate to be a bearer of bad tidings, but you need to know, you need to position yourself, but also you need to understand there is no need for this at all. The major corporations that belong to what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that part of this evil group, they're sitting on $2 trillion. They figure it's actually $1.9 trillion, but who's going to quibble over just $100 billion? So the major banks and their part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness are sitting on $1.3 trillion. They're not lending it out. Why? Because they want to destroy our economy. And of course, one thing we could do is go into state banks that were dedicated to trying to get the state economies going. Where would they get their funding? Why, they'd pull all the money that's now invested, you know, with the pension funds, they'd put it into the state-held bank, and they'd make money available for business loans to get the economy going. They're not doing it because they don't want to solve the problem. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But you're seeing in California, you're seeing all across the country, more and more local municipal municipalities laying people off and states laying people off. Federal government has become laying a lot of people off. And down the line, maybe they're going to take us into a war to try to get us out of a mess we're in. Who knows what they're up to? These people, of course, would not do anything to avoid a war right now. They've got almost a quarter of a million men over there in Afghanistan fighting an al-Qaeda force of between 50 and 100 men. Why do you need 90,000 U.S. troops, 110,000 U.S. contractors, 46,000 NATO troops to fight an al-Qaeda force, which, according to both General James Jones and Leon Panetta, is between 50 and 100 men? Can you explain that to me? And if you can, I will say there's nothing to worry about. But if you can't, then you should be very, very worried. Steve, give us some other examples of what's going on.
Well, you have a budget that here in California is plus or minus $40 billion in deficit and growing. And the governor has provided a budget that cuts $12.5 billion. Actually, it's $6 billion. The other $6.5 billion is cuts in the increases, so that's not real cuts. But the interesting thing is, on this Thursday, March 10th, it looks like in a couple of days, the state legislature is going to vote, and the Democrats are going to vote for those spending cuts. So that's just the beginning. The governor has planned to have a special election in June, and now there's not a single Republican willing to sign on to that $70 billion increase. According to the Legislative Analyst Office, the increase is $14 billion a year for 5 years, multiplied becomes $70 billion tax increase that Jerry Brown and the Democrats want to give us. Now, there may be some Republicans, I doubt it, but there may be some Republicans who are going to sign on to that, and that will be a real disaster for everybody, because $70 billion taken out of the economy and given to government will guarantee the state of California stays in a depression for a whole generation. There's no way for us to recover having that much money, $70 billion, taken from the private economy and given to government, because we know how the government misuses the money that they get. So that's going to be something to watch for. I think we're going to begin to see Jerry Brown unravel on this. Sadly, and I think you would expect it, some of the business interests, the big business interests, such as the L.A. Chamber of Commerce, the Bay Area Business Roundtable, and some others, have begun the process of endorsing the $70 billion tax increase on the people. The trouble that's going to bring is massive, but it doesn't look like at this moment that it'll be on in June. Now the governor's office is talking about putting that on, not in June, but in July. Their problem is they run out of money in June. So, and the state controller has said that without this possibility, they will run out of money in late May or early June. And at the same time, the state of California announced today that it is not selling transportation bonds to finish off all those transportation projects on the freeways around the state, because they can no longer afford to pay the interest on the bonds. Now, that's a major statement, that they can no longer afford to pay interest on bonds, on new bonds. And that's going to stop a great deal of state spending just by doing that. So we're in a very uncharted territory here in California. Who knows for sure what's going to happen next? We know that there's no money for the state to continue. As they've done, government schools are going to have to be cut back. Health care is going to be cut back. The city of San Jose, in their budget, they're cutting 349 cops from the city of San Jose. Oakland, which a few months ago cut 80 cops, now have in their budget to cut another 70 cops in one of the crime capitals of the country. They've will have cut 150 cops in a year when they actually need 150 more cops. So things are moving here in California, not very good, but we can see some signs on the city level that they are willing to cut back. They're willing to privatize. There's one city that is privatizing their bus service for the elderly and the disabled, and that will, over a period of time, save that city $8 million.
Well, you know, one of the things that really disturbs me here, I mean, how does a state prosper? What do you have to have? You know, good industry you have to here in California. We've always traditionally had powerful agriculture. But there's been an orchestrated, coordinated effort to destroy our agriculture by cutting off the water to most of the Central Valley of California. We have in that area, in some places, 30 or 40% unemployment. The fruit trees, which have taken years to create, or have died, and suddenly nobody's going to replant them because they never know where they're going to be able to get water. And, you know, they said, well, we could have water up until June, then we'll decide. And who's going to plant crops when you don't know where they're going to have water? But people think it has to do with this three and smelt. It does not, ladies and gentlemen. They want to destroy our economy. When you understand this is part of the plan laid out in the Earth Charter for equitable distribution of wealth among nations, when you understand that they want to transfer agricultural production to other nations, Gilroy used to be the garlic capital of the world. Now, China is the garbage capital of the world. Certainly, we're getting all sorts of things made overseas. And certainly, most of the drugs you get in America, all of the vitamin C, it's all made overseas. You never know when you buy something where it comes from. And, of course, more and more corporations are moving out of California because of the cap and trade legislation. Do you know of any new major companies leaving California, Steve?
No, at this moment I don't. There's a lot of small companies, of course, leaving the state. But the other question you should ask is, are there any big companies coming into California? And absolutely not. There are no companies coming into California. No one wants to come into California because they're unable to be productive and profitable.
Well, I will tell you, there's one company, I forgot the exact name, but they're the one that was producing the solar rack, something of that sort, large solar panel. And within the last month, they suddenly picked up after getting a $500 million subsidy. They're moving to China. Well, Steve, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. With all of the doom and gloom,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
When you understand the people who serve a different God, at that point you can become effective. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Why you need, of course, to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret, the Dark Secret, and get the syllabuses to go with both of those talks. You need the information, and then, of course, you need to join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. Certainly, I have been very impressed by the way that they do a DVD we're carrying called The Cancer Forbidden Cures. I mean, a lot of people are getting this. Why? Well, because, of course, the idea that they're suppressing treatments for cancer is so important, but it is true. And what you need to do, of course, is get our DVDs. Actually, we call it The New Order of the Barbarians, interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who actually in 1969 heard Dr. Richard Day, the director of Planned Parenthood, or former director of Planned Parenthood, lay out the whole plan of a group he called The Order, a secret group that ran America in 1969. It still runs America. We have the transcript of that. You can just get the transcript if you want to, or you can listen to the whole thing. But basically, Dr. Richard Day said, we have treatments for cancer. We have treatments for cancer, but there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. So we're going to keep those treatments locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. We're going to keep those treatments locked up. And that's why, of course, there are lots of treatments for cancer, and they're not allowed in America. Why? Because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. How could anybody in their right mind feel that way? Because these people are not in their right mind. They serve a different God. And when you understand these people are inherently evil, it all begins to make sense. Our plea with you is get the information. Cancer Forbidden Cures. The New Order of the Barbarians. That's a four-tape set, or you just get the transcript for it. You need to get a new DVD we're carrying called What in the World Are They Spraying? Talking about how they're increasing the levels of aluminum in the water, in the air, in the ground, and in the snowpacks. It's all measurable. It's not imaginary. And I've actually touched this material that they're spraying. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get my talks on population control agenda, on the plan population reduction. And, of course, if you get that, you can get the treatise that I wrote many years ago on planned population agenda. We hope that you will go ahead and get the talk, Nandare, call it genocide. They sort of blend into one another. They're part and parcel of the same movement. And any of these things you get, ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda and copy it. You have our permission to copy anything that we have produced and get it out. Get yourself a DVD copier. You can become a warrior in this battle. And people are looking for answers. You incidentally have permission to copy from the Massimo Mazzucco, who made Cancer Forbidden Cures. He said go ahead and copy it and get it out. We have another of his excellent DVDs called The New American Century, going into the people working behind the scenes who create the wars, and he gives you exactly what the plan is to plunge us into war after war after war, and they're going to plunge us into another major war, and they're going to kill millions, if not hundreds of millions of people. And they've actually given the plans for the nuclear weapons to the Pakistan. Do you ever wonder how a third-rate country like Pakistan could build nuclear bombs? So many of them, first of all, we give them the plans, and then we give them billions of dollars a year to build the nuclear weapons with, and millions of people are going to die. That's the simple Edmund story, the January 2008 newsletter. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring enough to tune in to find out what the truth is. That's right, we attempt to bring you the truth at all cost, at all cost, no matter what is going on, no matter what it is. It is 8 March 2011, and we are so glad to have you join us today. You are going to be treated in this second hour. I got to tell you, kudos to Marie Gunther. You're going to be treated to an attorney, Mark Hankins, explain to you and teach you, number one, all about the credit system that we find ourselves involved in. Then number two, what happens if you are behind on your credit cards in that credit system? He has written the only book on this. It is just out, just receiving copies of it, on what to do or options to do, options of things to do if you are behind. And that means if you are looking at some type of settlement, negotiation, or bankruptcy for your credit cards, don't do anything until you hear this program. I mean it. Don't return a phone call. Don't accept a phone call until you listen to this program. This man has written the definitive book on credit. He says, so yes, all of the participants in the credit system are going to use the consumer for whatever gain can be obtained, and they are going to keep as much information away from the consumer as possible. That's simply good business. Well, guess what? We're going to give you that information today. We're going to have a full 2 hours on that. If you have an issue with credit, or if your family member or whatever, you're going to want to pass on the email blast today because it'll be right there. All they have to do is click on it. Yes, there is a book now on credit. It's available at the Power Hour, and it is called Debt Hope. We'll be taking orders later for that. That is a book to have. If you have a church that you can donate it to, or a
a school, whatever, after you finish with it, if you don't need it. And he made it so affordable. Not like the legal text, but he made it very affordable for you. So please call us at the Power Hour later on to order that book. It is a powerful, powerful book that everyone needs to know. We all need to know how the credit industry works. It's good, bad, and the dirty. I'm telling you, the good, bad, and the worse is what he's going to tell us. Is how do they do what they do? I mean, there are terms in here of things he covers that the credit industry does that I have never even heard of before. And I'm sure probably you haven't either, unless you've been deeply involved in this. So stay tuned for this program today. Did you know that monkeys use charcoal? I want to thank Tom for sending this. Monkeys use charcoal. We'll talk about why they do. Also, America's secret plan to arm Libya's rebels. If you haven't seen it on television, I mean, if you have a neighbor and you go over to there and you don't have a television, it's almost worth watching the run-up to the new war. It's incredible. It is amazing how they are doing this.